It's Huskies versus Wildcats as the men's Division I college basketball season comes to an end tonight. Facing off are two recent champions, the University of Connecticut, who won in 2011, and the University of Kentucky, who won in 2012. They've both had improbable rides to tonight's title game. For more, I'm joined by NPR's Tom Goldman, who will be covering the game in Arlington, Texas. And Tom, let's talk first about this matchup. Give us a few things to look out for.
Sure, Melissa. Let's start with guard play, okay?
Okay.
The UConn guards, Shabazz Napier and Ryan Boatwright, against Kentucky's Harrison twins, Andrew and Aaron. Now, the UConn guys each are about 6 inches shorter than the 6'6 Harrisons. And can Napier and Boatwright utilize their quickness to get steals and generally harass? Now, nearer to the basket, Kentucky is a big dominating team that usually out-rebounds opponents with 7-foot center Dakari Johnson, 6'9", 250-pound Julius Randle. UConn's forward DeAndre Daniels is a wisp by comparison, 6'9", 195, but he's quick and agile, a good shooter. He scored 18 points or more 8 times this season. UConn won all those games. So if he has a good game offensively, good things can happen. Now, one other thing, UConn head coach Kevin Ollie says he wants his team to make Kentucky shoot from the outside. Of course, what he doesn't want is a close game at the end and Kentucky guard Aaron Harrison shooting from the outside. Harrison is, of course, on this never-before-seen streak, 3 straight games where he's clinched the victory with a last-second 3-point shot.
And, Tom, there's been a lot of talk about the fact that this is an unlikely matchup, a 7th seed UConn going up against an 8th seed in Kentucky. What does that really mean, though?
Yeah, it mainly means that your top seeds, the 1s and 2s, the supposed best teams, are long gone. 7 and 8 are pretty low, although most people think the teams, especially Kentucky, were underseeded. Still, it is a matchup few, if any, predicted. I will give you a personal example. I just happened to win my March Madness pool, and it had about 70 entrants, and I didn't pick the 2 teams playing in the championship, and I don't think that's ever happened, in our pool at least. You get most points for picking the finalists and the champion, but I won without doing it. I have to say I'm ashamed about that, but someone has to win.
And a matchup that might not have been predicted if you looked at how poorly both of these schools were doing at various times this season.
Absolutely. Kentucky started with visions of a perfect season. They were a team loaded with top high school talent, but they struggled as freshmen do. Coach John Calipari struggled. By his own admission, he made bad coaching moves trying to figure out this team. Less than a month ago, the Wildcats had even fallen out of the Associated Press poll of the top 25 teams. UConn also fell completely out of the poll earlier in the season. The Huskies were up and down, lost to Louisville 3 times, including an 81-48 shellacking at the end of the regular season.
And if you look back at last season, Tom, neither of these teams even made it to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, in fact, tonight is the first time since 1966 that the finalists weren't in the previous tournament. Kentucky wasn't very good. Kentucky lost in the National Invitational Tournament, the NIT. UConn was banned from March Madness because the basketball team had a low academic rating. The Huskies now are meeting the standard, although reportedly they still have a pretty low rating. They're digging their way out.
Tom, we should mention, too, that the Connecticut women's team will be playing in the NCAA title game tomorrow night. What about a quick appraisal of that game?
UConn versus Notre Dame. The combined records this season are 76 wins and no losses. Notre Dame's missing a key player in forward Natalie Achonwa. The rest of the team is going to have to pick up the slack. It's going to be a tall order to do against a fantastic UConn team.
Okay, NPR's Tom Goldman in Arlington, Texas tonight for the Men's College Basketball Championship. Tom, have fun. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.